This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again to make a couple less strong. It's great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Andrew and Stephanie, and they are trying to determine if they should be legal guardians or not.
Oh, wow.
You mean parents?
Kinda.
Okay. He won the toss, I believe. Andrew?
Yay.
What's the argument?
Yeah, my wife's sister wants us to be the godparents of her two young children, and I don't see any issue with that. You know, she asks us to become guardians of their children in the event something happens to mm-hmm. them, and I think we need to say yes. It's not like the kids are going to be moving in today, and as you know, God forbid, the chances of something happening are so slim that it's ever going to happen, and we do not want kids of our own.
Okay, that's your wife, Stephanie. What's your side of this?
It's so stupid. My sister asked us, you know, a very, very serious question, and we need to be honest with her. We can't tell her that we're willing to change everything in our lives to become guardians if we're genuinely not. Lauren and her husband live, I would say, life a little bit like on the edge. She is like skydiving for her 40th birthday. Like, they go on these like crazy adventures. And, you know, I mean, obviously the chances are low, but there's still a chance something could happen. And I think doing the right thing, they deserve the opportunity to actually find somebody who would raise their children and actually wants to be parents. Like,
you don't have any other siblings. Who are they going to ask? Like, it's a formality.
Friend. Mm-hmm. A friend?
No, they need to go with family. I mean, it's not going to happen, but it's going
to happen. No, they don't have to go with family. That is not true. They do not. Okay. Like, and we're just lying to their faces. Like, I don't want to lie.
So, like, okay,
honey.
Andrew, like, do you want to be a dad?
No.
You kind of are lying to their faces.
Wild response.
Same. No, I mean, some people just don't.
No,
right?
No, but like exactly. To be like, but like, we could take them, but
no. Yes.
Right.
And there's another thing. The kids are really young, like really young. So,
I mean, this could be a 16-year
engagement. You know what I mean? It's not like they're like adults and we're like, oh yeah, we'll help them out if they really, really need help. No, they would be living with us,
Stephanie,
for decades.
What's your relationship like with your sister? Because
great. I don't have a bad relationship with her.
What's your relationship like with her kids?
They're awesome. I don't want to be a parent. I don't want to change my lifestyle. Yeah. I don't want to be responsible for somebody else.
I just want to say,
that doesn't mean I'll never spend time with them or watch them, but I don't want to be their sole guardian ever.
This is a terrible thing to say. I got to jump in with the phone number 303-222-5423. If you've been in this situation, text or call. Most people just, when you come up to them, it's like, hey, would you be the, yeah. You just say yes, but you don't,
really?
You don't give it the amount of thought she's given.
That's what I don't want to do. I don't want to do that.
But it's like,
it can.
But it's not going to happen.
But it can also mean that you're in charge of finding out what's best for them.
It could happen.
Yeah. But like, I remember.
My sister does crazy things.
I remember being on a flight and we were about to take off and me and my ex-wife now, but like, we're sitting there and like, our kids weren't coming. And it was like, we don't have a plan. We don't have a will. We don't have anything. I called my buddy Chad and I'm like, Chad, we're taking off. Would you? And he's like, yeah. But I wonder, but they do have kids. They want kids. They love our kids.
Right.
But like, these guys don't want kids.
I'm having
They've asked the wrong people.
Yeah, but it's
not
your,
like, offensive.
Your nieces
I'm
or
not
nephews.
Trying to hurt anybody.
Like, I just can't imagine a world where I'd be like, yeah, not for me.
But that's you. That's you.
Stephanie, you're kind of scary.
Let me just see this. Stephanie.
You know.
Can I come at it from another angle, Stephanie?
Not going to see each other's side.
Okay, I get it, and we're going to get you advice.
I
but like,
have a kid. I have a husband. Like, that's enough.
Okay, all I want to say is I want to try to bring you, Stephanie, and Erica closer together.
Okay. Yeah, try.
Here's how I'm going to try. Stephanie, pretend they didn't ask you, right? They never asked you.
Okay.
And then they died.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just let their kids go? Would you just let them go to an orphanage? Or would you go, hey, like, would any... like?
But that's a good
Andrew's
point.
Andrew's they're a little strong.
That is such a good point, and that's exactly why I'm doing this, because I want them to have time to think about it. I don't want them to go to an orphanage.
She's got... like,
no, you have an amazing point. It's just, I don't know how many people would be okay with being like, yeah, I love my sister, I love her kids, but...
All she's saying, I'm not taking your side, so don't start you making the weird sounds your husband makes. But like, it's like a whale back there. But
hey, I've got it coming from her. I don't need it from you.
No, but all I'm saying is Stephanie's doing the right thing. It's like, hey, sure, if there's no one, she's not even saying the sure part, but if there's no one else, just know this. I don't want kids. We don't want to be parents. And if we don't want to be parents, do you really, in the event of your death, want your two prides and joy or your five prides and joy or whatever to go to people who effing hate them?
Stephanie, I can respect that your honesty is the right thing.
I don't hate them at all.
I don't think
them.
You're a great aunt.
I'm not going to be a good parent.
This is wild. You're so passionate.
At least I'm self-aware.
And I love that about you, but like, they're our nieces or nephews.
But you're just saying yes because of some sort of societal thing. And it's like,
well, I'm not, because I...
You truly do.
I'm not,
but like,
in your shoes.
She's just trying to say, I don't think so, I don't know. And he's like, well, no, it's not going to...
Hi, this is Andrew, and I think we're all forgetting... I think we're all forgetting that none of this is reality, and it's probably never going to happen. And if we say no, it's just going to make things weird with your sister. And we're going
to
regret the whole thing.
I don't think it has to be weird. I don't feel good about lying to her face, which is pretty much what I'd be doing.
I don't think you could if you tried.
Well, it's just going to be awkward with her then. Plan.
She has some really good friends that have like five kids. Like, they're perfect.
They already have five kids. They can't take on more. All
right, guys. More?
Okay, hang on tight. We're going to get you a jury, and everyone just, I don't know, take a beta blocker or something. Jesus.
That was
my lord.
Fight her. Yeah, I'm scared of her.
That's why I kind of took her side. I do see her, but like, she's not going to, like, if he wins, it's not going to change anything.
Or they might be divorced.
Yeah. And she kind of has a point. Like, when you called Chad on the plane, he probably didn't talk to his wife. I know she would.
She would be like,
they
didn't
even discuss. He's just like, yeah, of course. And it's like,
you're on the plane. You're going to take off. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, people don't even think it through. So she's maybe on to something. But
should people think it through more, like she is? Or is it just a formality because you're probably not going to both die?
Is it even a formality? Like, that's your sister.
He says we're saying yes. She said we're telling the truth.
Harshly.
303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Andrew and Stephanie.
And apparently Stephanie and us.
Stephanie's mad at the world. But she's got good points.
She does. Yes.
Her sister has asked, as many people do, hey, in the event of anything tragic, would you take guardianship of our children? Mm-hmm. And Andrew is like most people, and I'm not taking a side here when I say this, most people just go, oh my God, it would be my honor.
Sure.
That's just what you say.
Right.
Somebody's bequeathing this, and Stephanie's like, hey, Andrew, pal, booby, we don't want to be kids.
Booby.
We're gonna be parents. We don't want to be parents.
We also don't want to be kids.
Yeah, we don't want to be kids. But she's like, and I don't want to lie to my sister. You're saying yes to something you don't want.
Right.
But it's just like, it's like when somebody comes up to you and goes, how are you?
I'm good.
That's all I want to hear from you.
No matter what.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear from you. And that's what Andrew's doing. But Stephanie wants to go, listen, I've got this rash. And I like she right. wants to tell right. the truth. Is yeah. this a situation where you are just honest, even though you don't want kids?
Sorry, I just walked in. Who's got the rash?
We think Stephanie.
No. Do not do that. Do you want to be on the wrong?
I'm actually fine.
All right.
I'm already on the wrong side yeah, don't for her. Be, so.
Okay. All right. 70, you don't know where the station is, right? You couldn't find us if you needed to. Kelly?
No, I'm actually really busy with activities because I don't have any kids, and it's great.
Oh. All right. Kelly, you're first, and good luck.
Sorry, was me laughing a weird sound?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, this does not have to be.
Talk to Kelly.
Jesus, everyone. Did you talk to them in between? Could you tell me? Get everyone down like seven notches, okay?
In this room, too.
No.
All right, Kelly?
Yay!
Oh, Jesus, she's up there, too. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Smart choice.
I would much rather, and I've kind of been in this position anyway, I would much rather have somebody be honest with me and tell me, no, that's not for me.
No, I don't like your kids. No, I don't want your kids.
No, it's not I don't like your kids. It's, you know what?
Thank
you. I don't want kids, or I have kids and whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter if they don't want kids or they have too many kids or they have financial or whatever their reason. If they say, this is not for me, I love your kids, but this is not, I am not the right fit. I say, thank you so much. I'm going to move on and find somebody else because I don't want my kids going to somebody that is not happy with that choice.
Kelly, do you think that would affect your relationship with that person, though, if they told you no? Yeah. Do you think it'd get weird, or would you be able to move past it?
No, I would be able to move past it.
I think my sisters would be highly disappointed with me if I said no. They would be hurt.
But wouldn't... I'm not defending Stephanie, but I'm afraid to not
right,
defend
you
her.
You better
don't you
her.
Think they would also
I'm not
kind,
that scary.
No, but like okay. Don't you think they would a little bit applaud like the courage it takes
yeah,
to
and
go
the honesty?
The obvious answer is yes. The obvious answer is of course.
Sure.
It would be my honor. And you have the courage to go, I'm probably not the right fit.
I think there's circumstances that might make you the wrong fit, but
until they go, sure you are.
Oh God! And then
I don't want to.
Okay, let's keep going. Live from the Artemis, Jordan.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
you remember asking me to get off Bluetooth?
Yep.
There's a lot of components going on right now.
Okay, but whose side are you on?
Okay, in a nutshell, I just think that if she... Like, first of all, when you asked him if he wanted kids, his no was, like, instantaneous. They both don't want kids. And I feel like, why not just be honest and say, I love you so much, but, you know, because of your lifestyle and because of the way you live, I just want to be honest with you and say... You know, I'd rather have you find somebody that in the event it does happen, because we're all like, God forbid it won't happen. But and you don't know, then I would rather, I'd just rather be honest.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Isn't
you.
This interesting?
Thanks,
you think
listen,
I'm crazy,
just going to jump
people
ahead.
People are supporting me.
All right. Lene?
Yes.
Whose side are you on, or are you the voice of reason?
Well, I think that there just is room for clarity, to be honest. So, if we're talking about a religious godparent, then you're looking at the spiritual guidance of that child. No one's agreeing to take the children in.
Yeah.
If you're non-religious, then you need to clarify. None of this is a legal binding contract that you're going to physically take the children in. Maybe they're just looking to see that someone sees, too, that the children are raised in a way that the parents would approve of.
Which they would not because they don't even want the little snot-nosed brats. So
it's not about, it's that they would oversee
making
sure they
don't want to have a relationship.
I want to have a relationship with my nieces and nephews.
That sounds like you should lie. You just say, yeah, and then it's not legally binding.
It's just right?
But then in the end, then there's no one there to stand up.
You are the one who makes sure that in those weeks, I don't know.
Let me just say this. From what I can see on the phones, and TX, you can confirm or deny this, it's a landslide. Everyone's on her side.
Everyone.
Texts.
Yes. Oh, texts are a little more, or much more split.
I feel like you'd be surprised.
And you know what? I have some breaking news.
Yep.
I think I'm also on her side. I want to just like kind of stand up for my wife here. There's nothing wrong with not wanting kids.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And this, you know, maybe I was operating on like some sort of societal pressure that like, yes, there is something wrong with us not wanting kids. And therefore, I want to just lie and like push it under the rug. But I
y'all see this? Andrew, everyone knows what's going on. She is so effing scary that you could literally flip teams in the middle of Great Mate Debate.
I'm not sleeping on the couch.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news or nope.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Only is to decide.
Wow.
This is news.
I get to berate you.
Or no.
I am so disappointed in you. It's like you don't even care about this family. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you don't think of others before yourself.
You're gonna feel weird in a second.
Oh, perfect.
I was thinking about something else and I forgot to do the nope.
You forgot to do the nope.
Because I wanted to make a quick little announcement here. Do you know what tomorrow is?
Yeah.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Yeah, but you're...
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Do you know? I literally am scared.
I
do, but I don't know that...
Let's sing it together. It's gonna be May.
Oh, no.
It is, yeah.
It's gonna be T-Hawk's birthday.
Oh, who cares about that? It's gonna be May.
Good evening.
It's gonna...
You're the one who messed up, so let
me... It's gonna be...
May.
You know what's happening to me right now? I'm channeling my inner Erica. Here it comes. If you see a faded sign at the side of the road... Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. But who needs a welcome other than that?
That's a...
You can hate Taylor Swift all you want, but she is a genius not just for her own career, but for others. Back in 2018, she signed with Universal Music Group... UMG. And at the time, this was when she was ongoing with her battle of like my old
with
label.
Scooter and all those guys.
Scott. And yeah, my old label owns all my masters. So when she signed this deal, she's like, I'm going to own my masters. And she put a clause in her deal that said when UMG, who had a bunch of shares in Spotify, if they ever sell them, sorry, we're not supposed to say that word, but if they ever sell their shares, that money will be divided equally among their artists.
Wow.
And UMG just sold nearly $1.4 billion of its stake in Spotify. And all of the UMG artists will now be getting a payout.
Thanks to her.
Thanks to Taylor Swift. They did not have to put anything in their contracts. And it even says, even if the artist owes UMG a little bit of money back on their deal, which I don't know how record deals work, but
yeah, even if they get an advance to make an album, and if
yes.
you owe, yes,
so even if they kind of owe that money back, they're getting this payout. It does not matter. That's really effing cool. Yeah. And cool. So you can hate her all you want, but she's looking out for others.
I don't think there's any reason to hate her. That's really cool.
It's
to put
really
something
cool.
selfless in your contract like that.
I know.
To help all the other artists, like.
I know.
I thought she was going to say, I want to buy the shares. If you're going to sell them, I want them.
That's what I thought, too. Like, I get first right.
No.
Good for her.
Good for her.
We can say Spotify because The Slacker Show is available wherever you get your podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I panicked a little bit because I also have Taylor Swift news.
What is going on?
Her website, there was a new countdown.
No.
It was pulled down.
Wait, she put one up?
There was one up, and then they pulled it down.
Oh, God. And look at the fear in Erica's eyes. She's like, what? I didn't know this.
It was blue with white clouds, and the font was very similar to Toy Story. And the date was very, I think it was the exact date that Toy Story 5 is coming out. So I think she has written a song for Toy Story 5.
My God, like a when somebody loves me moment, I will sob.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, can we have a moment for that song and that whole part of that movie?
Oh my God, that's
what
Toy Story
a transformative!
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's Jesse. That's when Jesse is introduced, and it's just like,
oh my gosh, wow! I can't believe I didn't know about this news.
It happened.
Isn't the
very
clouds
quickly.
Like the Toy Story? Or was it? Is it gone? Are there screenshots?
It's gone. There's screenshots though.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's gonna
so. Do you
be.
Think it was put up in error, or do you think it was put up
as a
oh, ooh.
Like I don't know. When is Toy Story 5 coming out?
I don't know. This countdown
is.
It was a 48-hour countdown? I don't know.
No, it's
that, that is undeniably the cloud
of Toy Story. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do the Swifties in the room think it's even possible for Taylor to have made a mistake?
No.
This was calculated. So then why did she take it down?
I don't know.
Hmm. Maybe they heard the song. They're like, never
this
mind.
Is trash.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Shut your mouth right now.
Now that she's in love.
This last
I just don't think she's going to be as good.
This last album was my least favorite of
she's not as good. She needs a little rage.
You know who they don't say that about?
Men. They never say that about men. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about a woman who's made a career, and I'm not saying it in a negative way.
Dude.
Way to turn lemons into Chick-fil-A lemonade, man.
You need to watch her New York Times article where she talks about being a songwriter because she is coming
out. She's kind
like
of anti that. Yeah, I know.
She's like, yeah, they treat these like a paternity test, and it's like, I wrote the song.
No, I'm just saying, so many people take their negative emotions and just go, woe is me, and sit in their room and think, oh my God, I hate my life. And she's like, I'm going to jot this down because I know other women, other men, other people have gone through this, and she knows how to make it a rhyme, and then she writes a catchy 4-chord line over it, and you're like, smash, smash. How many of us have gone through a breakup and made bajillions of dollars on it? Mm-hmm. I dare say no one in this room. People ghost T-Hack like they're getting paid for it, and he doesn't have a pot to pee in.
Used to.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
I didn't even write anything down. Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry, man.
Today's a very special holiday. It is Bugs Bunny Day. It honors the first time Bugs Bunny was ever seen on film.
Oh.
In 1938 was the first time. And I feel like Bugs Bunny has kind of lost his way a little bit. I feel like kids these days they're not into Looney Tunes as much.
They're not.
I think that's too bad. I think
we
should bring them back.
I don't know if it was so much for you. We had no other options. That's what you got up Saturday morning, and that's what was on.
Yeah.
Period, full stop. Now we have Toy Story. Now we can just go
watch
it on Apple TV or watch it on Netflix or watch it on
But they're
Disney.
So fun. There's such a variety of characters. They're in the Space Jam movie, obviously, which is close to my heart. But it's like, I like them. I like the Looney Tunes.
So this is a testimonial for Bugs Bunny?
Let's celebrate him. Let's remember the greatness. I mean, he's one of the greats. Do I have to do a rabbit ranking?
I bet he fell in love and just isn't that interesting anymore.
Oh my God, princess!
Lola Bunny, I would.
Relax! I would hit him.
Okay, wow.
No.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy hitting back and forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7 day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying, just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I am not teed off.
Wow.
I promise you, I am not teed off.
Why are you?
Do we have music for that?
No. Are you delighted?
No, I'm bummed, and I'm hoping I can get maybe some.
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's doing the parent thing.
He's not mad. He's disappointed.
That's actually, you're onto something, because I want to talk to parents. Oh. I'm hoping maybe I can get some advice from you or any listeners, or I mean anyone in the room, but any listeners of like, am I alone in this? Because I feel very frustrated, but I'm not
with your
off.
Children, with your perfect well, children.
Well, with their school.
Oh,
oh boy, this dude.
No, so we get emails all the time, and this is why I'm not teed off, because I think the school does a wonderful job. They're wonderful. They're always doing events, cool things, and they're always inviting parents. Hey, you want to come to this? It's next week. Here's the invite. Here's the info, all this stuff.
Okay.
It's just always during work hours, and it creates this thing where you either go, like, my kid's real excited.
Not your work hours. Normal people's work hours.
Normal, yeah.
Because well, our mine. Work hours happen to overlap by 2 hours, 3 to 5.
Sure,
but yeah. The rest of humanity, like,
right. And
if something was at 6, and you're like, there's 3 work hours, like, you can't really complain.
A lot of things are at 3. Like, yeah, it's kind of like right at school. So it's, and it, my kid's so excited. Oh, are you coming? My friend's dad, he's coming. My friend. And it creates this feeling of like, I really want to go, but I can't. I have to work. And I just wonder how many other kids who have parents, especially split parents who are working different shifts. And it just feels, I love the school. I'm not teed off about it because they're doing what they're supposed to do. But I just feel frustrated. Like, did you ever run into this where you're, especially working these hours, where you're like, I want to be there so bad. And I can't. And my wife can't. Or
because this sounds arrogant, what I'm about to say, but it applies to all of us. It's like, I promise I'm not trying to say anything, but like, if you work at the cog factory,
I don't even know what a cog is.
It's like the gears and cogs. Okay. It's just like things like that. If you work at the factory, someone else could
potentially like
cover
in.
Your shift.
Sure.
This is a crew that builds something every day,
mm-hmm.
and it all four of us are on the crew, and it's like, I'm sorry, like, oh, just call in that day, and it's like, there's a whole process when we can't come in.
Right. A trickle down effect of like, well, then the audio needs to get posted, and there's just all so many things that fall.
We are a group of four, and we create this product every day. And when one of us is out, it's real, real, real bad.
Right, because we're all doing another job that's like, I don't know how to do this part of the job.
Right, like nobody knows what you do. Like if I were gone, it'd be pretty easy, but yeah, we could talk the most.
We could get by.
Yeah, we would be okay.
Well, and I think there are other jobs that are like that too, so where you just...
I know.
I actually, no, buddy. Come back. No. Your name's on the show, we need you.
He's literally
walking away. Well,
if he's going, my kid's got a thing. Yeah. I'll go too. No,
he's out the door. He's going. Okay. Well, Tiak, this makes me very nervous. I've thought about this a lot before. I don't have kids yet.
Sorry, I heard it in the hallway.
We're still going. No, we're still going.
You guys are terrible.
But like, when it comes to the time when they're, I think about like, I had field hockey games and I had all this stuff, and like, my parents would both be there. And then awesome. I get worried because I'm like,
I'm sorry, but we're, all respect, your parents worked in the cog factory. They could take a day off.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Without it disrupting.
Yeah, they did things that it was like, oh, I don't have to be in an office at 3 o'clock or at 3:30 when the field hockey game is starting.
We have to, and by the way, this is where I get to be like a little TX. If we take a day off and we play something that you heard 6-8 months ago, it's like, hey man, do you work every day? We take days off.
I know.
It's like, and we're allowed to take a day off.
Yeah. I'd love for those people to go, I wonder what important thing they are doing today. Like, because it may be that T-Hack's kid has something, or
I drive my dog has something. Day, and I heard this before, and it's like, yep.
I know.
I'm so sorry that we sometimes.
So I don't know what I want. Just other parents maybe who are in the situation, or is there a way around it, or is there something I can say to my son to make him a little more understand? Because
that's the worst part of it. Because they just look at you just exactly what you said. I remember Mia saying this a bunch of times, and now she says the opposite, which is terrible. And I'll tell you in a second. But it's like, your son goes, well, his dad's coming,
right?
And his dad's a police officer. So like, he does a real job.
They've got weird hours. Sometimes they can show up.
I know, but like, they look at your kid's look at like what we do, and they're it's like, yeah, no, his dad's a doctor. He fixes people. Dad, you're an idiot on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't take, you can't come watch me.
Leo understands that part, like the radio part of it yet?
No, I think he just kind of, I think he wants us to be there. And I would too. I don't blame him. I don't fault anybody. It just is this weird, like you can't make all of them happy, I guess.
I want you to fast forward. Here's where it gets really bad.
Don't make this work.
Right. Mia does.
Okay.
Now, after years of this, she comes up to me and says, I'm getting an award. Maybe two people in human history have ever gotten it, but it's during your show, so I know you won't be there.
Oh,
and you're just like,
You need to start telling us when that happens.
No!
We will all go.
Or we'll do the show without you.
Oh.
And he's
up again. KLC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I just want to, before we begin, if you like ranch, I'm about to not like you at all. I'm gonna thump you in your face.
What else is new?
We want to talk about, this was a Reddit thread or something where people were talking about the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest food things, but it's like they were doing the weirdest thing you saw somebody eat. And I think we'll add a few extra points if you actually shoved that crap in your own head. Like you're just
ooh,
like,
yeah.
It's the weirdest thing you ate. The first thing that I saw whilst on this site was pancakes.
Mm. Great. Mm, yeah. Delicious.
Yay. With ranch.
A little weird.
I'm sorry. A what weird?
A lot weird.
A billion weird.
I can't even imagine a scenario where I would want to test that or would accidentally test
that.
They're
like to the gills.
Subtly sweet.
No. I mean, I can't answer because ranch is terrible.
Full blown sweet.
Pancakes?
If you make them right.
Just as is, nothing else on them.
I think it does. They don't have to be sweet if you don't put anything.
Well, hold on, everyone. Buttermilk pancakes.
Yes.
Buttermilk ranch.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is why I said stone to the gills. It's somebody who's stoned who's like, man, I made all these pancakes and we don't have any syrup, man. And it's like, maybe. Well, we do have buttermilk ranch.
Yeah. Huh. I've got a butterfinger. We could mix it all.
Yeah,
pancakes with Butterfinger, I'd be into.
Yeah,
100%.
Kind of. I feel like. All right. Yeah.
The diabetes capital of the world, snooze, probably makes that.
Probably.
And
I'll be there.
I just want everyone to understand that was a compliment.
Oh. Okay.
I've been at snooze and like I look at the pancakes. I'm like, okay, that's gonna hurt, but yeah.
But yeah.
For sure, but not ranch. So that's an example of something that I think we all agree is horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. I just read the one right below it. Egg salad sandwich dipped in coffee.
And I just want to know what they were getting at. They're like, it's kind of like breakfast.
An egg salad. I love both of these things, but not together.
I heard the mayo in your coffee. Or is it butter?
It's butter.
Oh, it's not mayo?
They put mayo in like cakes and stuff, right?
For sure. Yeah. When you don't have butter.
I actually could see egg salad sandwich dipped in coffee not being like that horrific.
But then you have egg in your coffee and you're drinking
that. It's
not
ideal.
Yeah, because it would mayo. Fall out.
That's also messed up. Don't ever talk to me about chunks of egg in my coffee. That's
what
disgusting.
You're going to get.
It would definitely happen, Erica.
I know.
But you just said.
So I'm out.
But you just said it wouldn't be that bad.
It's
by the
sipping
way,
and then a little goop hits your teeth. I don't like that. Yeah.
What? Lately, I just can't. And we're there now. I can't anymore. I can't.
Well, we made it long enough.
I want to say that at the end of this, you guys are calling in with weird things you've eaten or the grossest, weirdest thing you've seen somebody eat. And at the end, each one of us has to pick one for someone else on the show to eat.
Oh, no. My gosh.
But you can't hit like a weird, you can't make me eat ranch, but you could make me dip an egg salad. Make me dip an egg salad in coffee because I will eat both of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or maybe we just make a big batch of egg salad and we just get after it.
I love egg salad.
I do too.
I would wrestle in egg salad.
But then wouldn't it be so great? Then we all just take a sip of our coffee and it's just like, just eggs hitting our teeth. It's just like, it's a raining eggs. It's just like, ah, all over the teeth.
No.
Oh, okay. So we have a bunch more to talk about, mm-hmm. but we'd love to hear yours as well. What's the grossest, weirdest thing? It doesn't have to be gross, just weird. Weirdest thing you've ever seen or eaten. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
Slacker's not going to like this one.
Don't do it then.
And I might get a little bit of backlash, but Dane recently, we were having sweet potato fries and he's like, I'm going to make a sauce
okay.
to dip them in. I'm like, cool.
The sauce is ketchup.
The sauce is ketchup or ranch
or mustard.
Mustard, sure.
No, not with the sweet potatoes, I don't think.
Yeah, you can.
No, God, the ketchup. The ones at the Griff? Oh.
You can.
Okay.
He decided to take like this hot sauce barbecue sauce that he has and mix it with Greek yogurt. And he's like, man, this is good. And I'm like, okay, fine. I will try a single French fry dipped in this. It hit my mouth and I was like, never again. That is like sour barbecue sauce.
That's disgusting. Because Greek yogurt already, I've never had it because for obvious reasons. It smells.
Well,
you
have
to rinse out a Greek yogurt cup with fire before you throw it away. Because okay. I can walk into a house and go, someone had Greek yogurt in this house.
I like Greek yogurt in substitute of sour cream a lot, but my God.
That's disgusting.
Do not mix it with barbecue hot sauce.
I would maybe be into it. It doesn't sound bad to me.
It was sour, Aaron.
You are with the wrong man. That's disgusting.
No, come on.
If he thinks of that, who thinks of... He thinks he's trying to be healthy, but it's like,
he's also
why don't
like
I take
hungry.
Snot and put it
okay.
with...
Okay.
Like, what? It's disgusting. Okay. Anybody else?
I think we would be remiss to not mention Powerball Pete in the break room.
Oh, yeah.
Heating up fish sticks with slices of cheese over them.
American cheese over the top of them.
In the microwave, I believe, right?
So wasn't it
the microwave?
The fish sticks aren't even crunchy because you're microwaving
them. You could pack anything for lunch. You could bring literally anything. You could go get lunch.
Yeah.
Why are you packing? Why are you spending
there are
time
restaurants
packing
right
this?
Yeah. Like, so, and you're not, like, American cheese is the worst of all cheese. Don't get me wrong. Still love it. It's the meltiest, melty.
Yeah. In a grilled cheese.
Yeah. I mean, so us fancy people sometimes like go, I want Havarti. Deep down inside, we just want American cheese, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, soggy fish sticks with nasty American cheese.
You might
as well have poured like 7-Eleven nacho cheese on top.
Yes.
You do get the whole break room to yourself.
No one would come within 100 yards of the break room.
That's disgusting.
What was the other one that I wanted to do? Oh, I've heard of people doing this. I had a friend who used to eat brownies, but he would dip them in beer. He was
weird.
Like, that's like a good Coors Light.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is a weird thing, but have you ever had it? It's a breakfast beer, like orange juice and Coors Light. It's actually better than you think.
We call those beer mosas in my family.
Okay. They were eating
Have you ever drank beer for breakfast? And you said yes.
Yeah.
If the night before was bad enough,
100%
you have. This was a chocolate chip cookie in ketchup.
No.
And then
they
added salt to it.
Oh.
And put fries on top of it.
Wait, I'm in.
So the
Wait,
only thing what? Weird is the chocolate chip cookie. It's fries, salt, ketchup, and a chocolate chip.
Wait, but if it was just a cookie with fries and salt, which
I'm in. Yeah.
I'm in.
Because there's something about dipping a fry in a Frosty.
Right, but delicious. I think I'm okay if I have the fries to also have the ketchup. I would try this.
Oh, we're going
to
try this one?
I would try this.
I would try it.
Who's the fries from?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do they have cookies?
They do.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You asked, do they have cookies? And I said, yes. I know. Not good.
Just like all that beer. Right.
If you have a weird thing you've eaten or you've seen someone eat, we'd like to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got to ask, we're not really going to do it, right?
We're
not going to eat any of the things that people say.
I would do that chocolate
I'd be open
chip
to it.
Cookie thing.
With the fries and the ketchup?
Mm-hmm.
We could probably get that just from McDonald's. So yeah, we could try that.
Yeah.
That's maybe the end of it.
Maybe.
Okay. But we're looking for disgusting things you've seen, eaten, or you've shoved in your own cake hole. Russell?
Yeah.
Weird food crap. What's yours?
So at school, I don't remember how long ago it was. It wasn't too long ago, but we're eating lunch, and somebody opened up an Uncrustable, put beans in it, and like some sort of cheese on it. And they told me, they were like, hey, I'll give you $1 if you eat this.
And you fired it down.
And I ate that.
Yeah, because you're an entrepreneur and you get it.
And I
yes.
Was it horrible?
No, it actually was not
bad.
I'm
gonna say,
those
was
are
it peanut butter and, and grape?
What?
Was it grape jelly or strawberry jelly?
Grape jelly.
Yeah, no, you're in the wheelhouse.
I'm okay with it.
Because you can put, like, there's grape jelly in the meatballs or whatever the TF always has at his things. So that's okay. Peanut butter and beans, kind of like adjacent.
And peanut butter and, well, right, peanut butter and grape jelly we got there. Hey, Russell, how old are you?
I am 12.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
We love you for calling.
He's like a dollar richer.
Five other times.
Oh my
gosh. You've eaten
No, he's called in.
Thought he was like, and now it's my favorite meal.
All right. Thank you for the call. We'll talk to you on your sixth time. Alina?
Yay.
Gross food stuff. What do you got?
It's cottage cheese salted caramel ice cream.
So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it could be down.
It'll pass.
Is like the ice cream made of cottage cheese, or are you saying you add it?
Yeah. Are you putting cottage cheese and then putting ice cream on top of it?
No, you're making ice cream with cottage cheese.
Magnificent.
Blasphemous.
No, you blend
that's
it.
That's not ice cream.
And you blend it and you don't even know.
Definitionally,
it's...
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
It's just like Dane and the stupid Greek yogurt. Oh, no. It's the same color. So, no, you don't just do that.
You guys have never, like, put cottage cheese in, like, your marinara?
Look at me and ask that question again.
Maybe you should try.
Yeah.
I don't put white and creamy things like cottage cheese in this temple of a body.
Maybe you should try.
Let us all bow down.
Thank you, Alina. That's disgusting. And I'm going to tell you this. Salted caramel is one of my favorite things on planet Earth.
I think it'd be really good because cottage cheese is just a little bit salty.
Yeah.
And you blend it up. You don't even know.
Do you know how many times my parents used to do that to me? It's like, we put mushrooms on the pizza, and I'm like, I won't eat it. They're like, you won't even know. And I'm like, if you wouldn't even know, why'd you put them on there?
Because it's healthier.
What? No, it's not.
The mushrooms on the pizza may not be healthier, but.
It's disgusting.
Oh, you're disgusting.
You want to go? I literally have nothing going on right now. We got plenty of time.
No, we've got something we got to do after this.
Steve?
What?
I don't know. Gross foods. What's yours?
This one will clear out any break room. Microwave spicy pork rinds.
Disgusting.
Ugh. I hate pork rinds.
Oh, so good.
No, but if you microwave them, I bet they're not crunchy anymore, right?
Oh, they're like they come right out of the fryer, but the smell will clear out a break room instantly.
Mm. I'm okay. I might be okay.
I feel like you'd be clearing things out for a few days after
that.
True. For sure, right?
True.
You're clearing out. Yeah. Okay. That's disgusting, dude. You need a lot of help. But I do like...
Be nice.
I don't have to. Dude, the only reason I'm on tilt right now is you. So you need to relax.
Woo!
Melissa?
Yay.
Gross foods.
So I like putting cream cheese and mandarin oranges on my pepperoni pizza.
Hack.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't.
The cream cheese maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
It's like a ricotta.
It's creamy and it's sweet.
But the mandarin?
I just plain cream cheese.
See, Hack is a guy, he is such a purist.
Yeah.
That if anything comes near his pineapple. Pepperoni. No, pineapple is good. Yeah.
Do you ask for that at restaurants? Are you not mortified? Yeah. Do you bring your own? What's going on?
Bring a little can, like, open your little oranges and like...
Do you order?
Yeah. It used to be on a menu at Extreme Pizza. But they
That's
don't think they
wild. Keyword
then,
used to
right,
be.
Right. They wised up and had enough lawsuits that they stopped the stupid pizza. All right. Thank you, Connor.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Gross food. What do you got?
How's it going, guys? So when I was in college, a big staple for me was Kraft mac and cheese out of the box. And a lot of the time I'd run out of butter and milk. And we always had condiments. So I used to mix it up with just the cheese packet and mustard.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I kind of wonder.
I don't hate it.
I wonder if it might be like nice good. And a little bit of spice.
Oh, yeah.
But the consistency.
Yeah. And I don't think he's using a stone ground mustard. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. He's French using is yellow. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. He's right.
He's like, that's been left on the coffee table.
100% since the last gross. Probably even packets of it. He's just like, and he's like, oh, God, God. Okay. I'm almost done with this. Deborah.
Yay.
Gross food. What's yours?
It's not gross to me. It's absolutely delicious. But I love cottage cheese and Fritos. And it has to be Fritos.
Yeah.
So you get like the big scoop ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The best.
Yeah.
We're in.
What's with the cottage cheese? Relax,
it's so
everybody.
Good.
There's other foods.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we're doing a thing. We are calling it Love Bomb Your Mom.
Yeah.
And we have this fabulous gift basket.
We do.
That you can give your mom. Here's the thing. I guess I've been saying this wrong this whole time. It should be like Love Bomb a Mom. Because we've gotten people like doing their daughters, doing their stepmoms.
In the
like,
nominations.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so you're
nominating a sister who's a mom. Yeah.
Yes. We want you to talk about a fantastic mom. And then we're going to pick a few of them out next week, read them to the mom you're nominating, and give them this fabulous gift basket that we're going to tell you everything that's in there. It's fully worth it. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You got to enter at alice1059.com and you just basically write a little essay about what makes this mom special. Mm-hmm. And we've been highlighting our moms to give you an idea of what that sounds like. And today we are highlighting Sue, T-Hack's mom.
Yeah.
Yay.
So she's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
she doesn't know what's happening.
She doesn't know what we're doing. So, Mama Hack, we are love bombing moms. Your son.
The sound effect with a mom on the phone doesn't feel
she'll
right.
She'll love it. She loves it.
Okay. Well, first off, let's see if she's here. Sue?
Yes, I'm here. Yay.
Cute.
So your son, Tyler, has written, doesn't she call you Tyler?
Yeah, she does. That's
like
fine.
If my mom got on the phone, you'd have to say Mike. You'd have to go like,
oh, what? Mike.
Oh, not even Michael, but
no,
Mike?
Oh, they call me Mike.
Drives oh my
drives me crazy.
Gosh.
Yeah. Tyler. Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
Tyler. Yeah. I'm, you're, like your son, T-Hack. She's like, what?
Right.
That's, oh my God, you guys. Has written down some thoughts about you as a mother. And because next week when we're reading listener things, Eric is going to read them.
Yeah.
We have chosen to have Erica read ours as well. So he's not going to read it,
right,
but
so
she is.
I'm going to read the nice words from your son, Tyler, but feel free to, you know, react to
if this hits you in any way, or you can literally just go, okay, that was great.
Okay.
That was awesome. Catch you guys later.
I'm a crier.
Yeah. I listen on the Odyssey app. You can say whatever you want to say at the end.
Okay.
Like, but prepare Mama Hack to get bombed.
Yeah.
With love.
With love.
Okay. So this is what Tyler wrote. How can I even start to explain the positive influence my mom has had on me? She's always been the perfect fan and has always encouraged me to embrace my creativity. She took me to hear the symphony when I was 8 and exposed me to the piano, the saxophone, Patsy Cline, and Brooks and Dunn.
Oh.
Thank goodness I got her sense of rhythm and not my dad's. She was always there with an ear to listen, a shoulder to cry on, and a reminder to stay grateful and find the lesson in every challenge. When I decided I wanted to play college basketball, she did everything she could to help me achieve my dream. She bought every instructional DVD, took me to every basketball camp, drove around the country with every travel team, and dropped me off and picked me up from every open gym. She was there to cheer me on through the highs of making the state tournament and signing with a college team, but most importantly, she was there with me for the lows. When I sprained my ankle during senior year, she set alarms to wake up every couple hours to ice it. The doctors couldn't believe how quickly I healed and how soon I was able to be back on the court. She made such a sacrifice for me, and I know she would do it again without hesitation. I didn't understand it then, but now that I have kids of my own, I know that seeing me in pain and missing time during the season I'd worked so hard for hurt her even more than it hurt me.
She encouraged me to branch out and join the theater program when I realized my basketball dreams were ending. When I got an unpaid internship in LA, she supported my decision to leave my first real adult job with an actual salary and go for it, and even snuck some fast food gift cards in the mail to help me out. I feel so grateful to have her as a mother, and seeing her be such a wonderful Nana to my kids has only increased my gratitude. I'm the man I am today because of her sacrifices, her lessons, and her love. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Well done, T-Hack. Ooh. That was beautiful. Tyler. Sorry. Yeah. Right, Tyler.
There you go.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Tyler. That means so much to me. You knew I would cry.
Yeah, now I'm going to cry.
That's, dude, I'm that's exactly too. What I want this to be. Like, I don't mean to put you on the spot, dude, but have you ever said those things to her before?
I don't think so. Not in that way, probably. Not as that detailed, especially realizing, well, I've talked about the ice. I mean, dude, she slept on the floor next to the couch and would wake up. I wouldn't even wake up. She'd be icing my foot for me.
Wow.
To get me
and
back
it
on the
court.
Yeah, to heal me faster. Because it was like every couple hours. And now I also understand, yeah, having kids, it's like that killed her more than it hurt me. As bummed as I was.
Right. Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the question for you and everybody in the room and everybody listening. Why? Why do we wait? Why don't we?
Because we get used to having them around, I think. And it's easy to be like, they know.
They don't know.
I know. Or they don't hear it.
Right.
I mean, you can't just go,
Mom knows.
I mean, Mama Hack, you knew, but that felt good, right? It felt good to hear that?
Yeah, and to know that he... you know, notice those things and remembered them and that they really meant so much to him, because really that's what moms want, is just appreciation, you know, like that you notice, you know.
Because you're doing all the things. It's not like a dog, but like just but it is your dog, doesn't it? They just lick you or whatever it is, but it's like you just want to be noticed. And it's like there's a weird thing with my kids that they never say thank you. But then they take on a lot of my traits and do the kind things that I've done for them. And that has to be enough until someday, hopefully, they
bomb their dad.
They bomb me. What rhymes with stab dad?
No, I don't want to go there.
Love, stab your dad.
Okay.
And I will say one of the most gratifying things, besides hearing that, those beautiful words, thank you, Tyler, but it is just a joy to watch him be the awesome dad and husband that he is today. Oh. I mean, there's no greater, you know, just...
Reward. Like, you didn't mess up, so he's a good husband and dad.
Exactly, exactly. And he truly is. You guys know that, too, but I get to see that firsthand.
We kind of like him.
We respect him more than we show on the air, for sure.
Yeah. Can I be T-Hack again now?
Thank you so much for playing along with us. Hang on right there. That was awesome.
That's great. Hey, man, you're making mine look bad.
All right, so if you want to do this to the special mom in your life, just any mom, your mom, your grandma,
your best friend, whatever,
doesn't matter. We got a gift basket that is up for grabs. So much stuff in it. We got to run through all the things. Couple tickets to DCPA shows, which in itself, like, that's for me, you get to go see The Sound of Music and another play called Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You and a guest.
So
your mom and a guest.
Yeah.
That's like what I used to do with my mom. She'd take me to the symphony and I'd wear my little suit and I'd go with her.
This is the same
symphony. You could start that tradition.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You also get a $100 gift card to Heyday Skincare. They're also giving in a tote and a surprise gift. That's where I get my facials. So I'm just saying, they're awesome.
The new thing that got added is SG Services for your home. I believe it's a home cleaning company. You got a $100 gift card from those guys, which is awesome. Give mom a break.
Yes.
$250 from Victoria Marie Jewelers.
Whoa.
Treat your mom. Make her sparkle.
Yeah. I don't want to like downplay the $250 from them, but like two beanies from us.
Oh, right. Make your mom
two beanies
warm.
Total net value of like 14 cents.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we've got gift cards from Rory's Diner and Mama's Kitchen too. Keep
and
you fed.
A spray tan from Go Glow.
So if you want to enter, if you want to make your mom feel the way Mama Hack feels now, we're reading them every day next week. So enter right now, write it a little thing like you just heard, send it to, go to alice1059.com, look for the Look for the bomb.
It's in contests. Yeah. Also, you can go to our Instagram. There's a link in
our
bio.
We're all feeling so good.
I know. Just stop bombing.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Alice1059.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
A crime has been committed.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
As a side note, have you all been to one of those murder mystery parties before?
Dude, shut up right now. This morning, I literally was like, I need to go on a...
I was like, you went to a murder mystery party this morning.
You need new friends.
Lame. They are fun. And I was going to say, we should go.
It's 7 in the morning.
No, yeah, I meant on a morning. Oh. Yeah,
like weird. You wake up and all your friends are standing around the bed and they're like, there's been a mystery in Savannah.
Right.
You're like, what?
And they're like...
It's not the Sharks versus the Jets.
It kind of is.
That's so crazy.
I just said that. Yes. I didn't even know I was going to say that.
No, this morning, I literally, I have like goosebumps right now.
Did you want to do one?
Yes.
Let's just go I've do an escape before, room instead. Like
years, yeah. I love
escape rooms are more fun.
I don't think I want to do a murder mystery party. I'd be like, you're slacker. You're not like Mr. Monocle.
Let me just tell you, the one I went to, it was an ambush. They didn't tell us. I think they told everyone else at the party, but then they bring me there and it's like, oh God, I forgot to tell you. It's a murder mystery party. You're hosting. You're the guy. So they wanted me to be the guy and they go, this is perfect for you because the host also plays guitar. Here's a guitar. And I was like,
why would the host play guitar? Yeah.
Because it was like at a musician's house or whatever. And like, and then every once in a while, it's like, here's an update. I'm like, oh, no, play a little, like, Strom, sing a little bit of it. I'm like, what?
And then there was a knife found. Like, what are we doing?
It was, dude, I was
that
so.
That was very Phoebe Buffay.
It was.
Smell it, God.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of like that, but it's not.
Wow.
So Aaron, sorry.
Can we do it? Still on that tangent. Can we do an escape room together?
I would love to.
Oh, that'd be very good team bonding.
It would.
We'd also probably yell at each other. Okay,
just look around real quick.
We do that every day.
And also you can text in with this, 303-222-5423. Only long-term listeners get to text in on this. Okay. Who's the weak link in this room?
I know the answer.
I do too.
We all point to the weak link on the count of three.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm reconsidering. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Who is the weak link? There's two that are huge possibilities for me. Okay, can I point to two different places?
Sure. No, only one.
No, I have to point to two.
Okay.
Can I point to two?
Yes. Everybody, we're going to point to the two weakest links. And you can point to the same person twice if you just think they're terrible.
Oh, okay. Ready?
And you text in who you think the weak links are in an escape room in this room. 303-222-5423. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Oh! Erica got a truck ton of votes.
I also pointed twice to myself.
To yourself.
Why would you point to myself?
No, what? I can't believe you would point to him.
Only because you haven't done one
before. That's exactly why. Because you don't know it, so you don't know what to look for.
I know what to look for.
That's
also why I pointed to him and myself.
You pointed to yourself? I thought you've done a bunch of them.
I have, but I overthink
and she's not
everything.
Very good.
So I might confuse things more, and I think hack could
too. Is also an overthinker. Yeah. It's like, there's something with the map. It's like, hack.
The map
there's
is
There's nothing
it,
with the map, man. Get off it.
That's why I pointed at you, because you would get angry.
Yeah. That's so true.
You pointed at me and Erica?
And Erica. Yeah. I think Erica would get maybe
I'd see a map, and I'd be like,
I don't know what country that is.
Yeah, the consensus from the room, almost everyone, I think actually everyone pointed at Erica, including Erica.
Except Aaron.
I didn't.
Who'd you point to?
Myself and T-Hack.
Oh.
But I did get quiet. I got 4 votes.
Yeah.
2 for myself.
Hack is mad that I pointed at him.
Yeah. I would trust you first. Sorry.
Him first?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, there's the encyclopedias or what letter's missing.
Yeah, but I'm told you that one.
He said that example.
I know.
So there's other things.
Or he'd be like, this is a riddle. Guess what? My brain already works in riddles. I got it.
That is true. He's punny.
And, all the organizing he does here. Mm. He's like, I know exactly what's missing because I've thought about it before.
If you have an escape room and you want us to come, we will we'll pick what night of the week.
Yeah, whenever.
Dude, it'll be fun. Yeah, y'all can bring your SIG others. So there's
7 of us.
Who? Whose SIG other would be the weakest link?
Ooh, that's...
Oh, God. AHAC could be dope.
Yeah.
Because she's HR, so she's not going to get bogged down in our crap.
No, she's going to be chill.
She'll literally move on without us.
Yeah. She would get angry at you guys.
For sure. For sure. Your man, Aaron.
He's very ADHD. It might be him.
It might be him.
I was Dane leaning hard towards him because he's also a drummer. And it's like, you know, it's like, how do you tell if your stage is level?
Yeah. What?
Then the drummer drools out of both sides of their mouth.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have gone that far.
It's not harsh.
What do you call a guy who hangs out with musicians?
A drummer.
Yep.
He's really good, guys.
I don't care. He's probably... Dane is the wild card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's smart.
He's so smart, and it's so annoying because you're like, take the dumb sunglasses off your face. You're way too smart for this.
I think he really tries to read dumb.
He
wants to read dumb, and I'm like, dude, you're not dumb, are you?
He likes being underestimated.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, he's way smarter than, no offense, anyone in this room, I think.
None taken.
And
I'll take
offense.
Why did he pick me?
Yeah, so I think that's part of his ruse, trying to play dumb.
Oh, am I dumb?
Look at it. It's like, I'm married to an idiot.
What were you going to say?
I don't have time to tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell everybody in a minute. I just want this now to be an opportunity. Like, the place I've been is Escapeology. Love to go there.
They're good.
Or any of the other escape rooms. If you will have us, we'll pay.
Sure.
But if you have a room that you think would truly test...
Ooh.
The Slacker Show and who the idiot is.
Your easiest room. It will test
us. No, we don't
us.
Want the easy one.
I'm just saying. Succeed as a team. Why does we got to single there's one out
at,
an
there's
idiot?
One at Escapeology called Narcos, I think. So it's like cocaine fueled and stuff. Ooh. I think if you're a drug dealer and could meet us there, we all like get coke to the gills. Okay. And then we go do that. I think it's got a real low success rate. Like it would be really, like, it'd be amazing
maybe
if we got out.
A lot of people show up.
Coke to the gills.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like us at your escape room.
All right, who's doing the most coke? Who's point on three?
Why everybody point at me? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So we were trying to talk about this mystery.
Right. And we got really off topic.
Super sidetracked.
You got our feelings hurt?
Yeah.
We did.
Only T-Hack, actually.
It's amazing how many of you texted in with the consensus of the studio that Erica is the weak link in a escape room.
I think I'm secret smart, but not like that.
I really do want to do it.
I don't know.
There's somebody who lives in my neighborhood who has an escape room in the back of a semi. Like,
thought you were going to say in their house, and I was going to say, that is a torture chamber.
This is also seems like, I played poker at this dude's house one time, but like, so they drive it to businesses and they go, and then they have cameras inside. So it's like, hey, put your sales team in here and we'll tell you, this guy's a natural born leader. This one's, and it's like, because your whole team is in there.
I don't think we want our bosses to see us do this, though.
No, but we would just keep the footage.
Oh, yeah, that would be hilarious, yeah. But I do not want our boss.
There are cameras in the escape rooms. I wonder if we can buy it from them and then put a video out of us being, although there'd be spoilers in there of how to get out of this.
We could bleep our words.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something to it. Anyway, this is not as fun as what we've been talking about. I washed my car.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay.
How does that have to do with a crime?
Well, so then when I was drying my car, I was looking at the rear quarter panel of my car, on the driver's side. And
oh, no.
Someone definitely hit my car.
No.
For sure, someone hit my car.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
May I approach the bench?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't make me get the way out.
No, we're not fighting over anything.
Did you hit your car on something?
You know what kind of car I have.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know how hard it is to get, first off, I'm an autopilot 90% of the time.
When parking?
Even then, it will slam on. I've had times where I'm getting close to, even when I park here and I like it to get real close to the curb. It's like, no chance. No chance. And it's on the back. So, how would I have? It's on the side. I would have had to have backed.
I just think you're an erratic driver.
Yeah, but it's only on the back side.
Yeah, but.
No, I'm not denying being erratic. I will not deny that. But it's like.
Yeah, where is it again?
The back passenger. So I would have had to have backed into something just on the side of it.
Okay.
So to me,
but not
it's
at
like,
all on the bumper in the back.
No. Okay. So it's just like the wheel, and it's just pushed in a little, and it's kind of white. There's a little bit of white. Now, I don't know if that's white because that's what's under the black paint, or if it's their white paint transferred onto me. So I don't know what to do now. Because when I've done accident claims with my boys and girls at State Farm, shout out to you.
You're not paid by them, are you?
No.
Oh.
But it's
you
just
said
like,
it in a way.
No, because they're real sick of me because I totaled one at Red Rocks for the Louis Tomlinson concert.
Right.
And then there's just been.
Yeah. Have you gotten Jake yet?
Jake. I want him so bad.
Escalate this.
Is he gotten chunky? Have you noticed that?
I think he's beefy. He's like, his arms look big in some of the commercials.
Because in some of the ones with Patrick and Travis.
Yeah.
He seems beefier than he did when he first started.
I don't
think we should body shame him.
I'm not body shaming him. I'm just asking if he got a little beefy, chunky.
I bet he saw himself and said, I look too skinny. I'm going to bulk up.
So he's like creatine.
Especially if he's like, I'm going to be in a commercial with NFL players.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I would do some push-ups before we shot.
Anywho, what do I do now? Because they ask you, it's like when the guy slammed into the back of me, it's like, what intersection did it happen at? What day? Do I call him and just go, hey man, this could have been a week ago, could have been a month ago. I haven't washed my car in a long time because it's just been kind of.
I just don't know if you do.
I don't claim anything? I just leave my car dented on the side.
Yeah. That's what I got. I got a dent.
Live hard, live fast, you know?
Yeah. Passenger side door.
You live with a dent?
Yeah. I live with it. I don't go on that side. I get in the driver's side.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
I don't think about it.
You guys are kidding me, right?
If I knew exactly when it happened, of course. But also, is it?
What am I paying insurance for if not to have my car in pristine condition at all times?
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
you're giving them money. It's the same with your medical insurance. It drives me nuts. I do this. I pay for vision insurance. I have for the last 20 some years. I don't remember last time. Because I got LASIK surgery in 2001.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Stop paying for it.
No, because what if I need it?
Oh, this is the first year I've ever paid for vision insurance.
And did you go to the doctor?
Once.
Oh, you did go get an eye exam. So you're smarter
than
me.
Like, get out of here.
Because your eyes are good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have the opposite with insurance. I always think it's going to make my rates go up.
So to
just,
go in?
Don't let them know. Don't let them know about it.
You've been paid in. You've been paying in.
But I feel like as soon as you call them, they're like, it's going to be more expensive next time, buddy. And you still got to pay the deductible. And it's just a little dent.
All I wanted out of telling you guys this was I had this feeling that Aaron would get up, leave the room, and come back. Because you're a freak. You're like, I've pulled camera footage from the parking lot.
Yeah, but I don't have aerial footage of your house. I can't do anything.
Why can't you?
You don't know when it happened.
That's what I'm saying. So start finding it.
I don't care that much.
But you're that girl who in the movies where it's like, hey man, there's something weird going on. Hold on. I've hacked into the FBI mainframe.
If you had a first and last name of the person who hit you, she'd let you know if you should
some sort of detail.
All I know is it's dented. Nothing.
What about the cameras on the car? Does that record?
Yeah.
Does
it, you have to tell it to record.
Well, that's pointless then, isn't it?
Okay.
This has been a good commercial for don't get a Tesla.
We're still looking for an escape room. And if you hit my car, I'm gunning for you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys think I am unprofessional? We've had conversations before, actually, where you guys think, you guys have this like really weird idea of me that I'm like buttoned up.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Buttoned up is how you come across.
You just seem like you have your stuff together.
Wild.
It is wild because she really doesn't. The more she talks, the more like, no, I mean, but not, you don't, your actions do not say what your mouth does. Like you constantly say, you gotta come to the house and just look at it like, blah.
Right.
Like,
blah. Right.
But like,
it is a lot like
the
that
way
right
you
now.
Act here. Have we done this on the air before? Where we, like, I know we've done the thing where pre-social media, and even with us all over Instagram right now,
yeah,
like, call in and tell us what, and it's like, people go, Slacker, you're like 280, kind of a lot of acne,
oh,
red hair.
Wow.
And you're like, what? Like,
for, so if you're like, listening right now and you have no idea, like, what we look like or something?
Yes.
Feel text, free to text.
What you think we are, or text 303-222-5423, how you think we are.
Sure.
Ooh, that's like, a good one.
Like the kind of demeanor we come in with.
Because I think people think I'm probably like at home, I'm real intense, cracking whip. Like what would you, do you guys, can you imagine me at home?
Cracking whip?
Yeah,
no. Like, no, I'm like a disciplinary, like I'm like, everything's buttoned up. There's a place for everything and everything in this place.
No, no, no. We said that about Erica.
No, actually, no, that's
you
not
opposite.
True. But what do you think she is at home then? Like, do you think?
I mean, I used to think she was more buttoned up at home, but then I saw videos and
you should see my house.
This is a weird thing to say in a HR world, but when does her bra come off?
Oh,
in the car?
Oh my gosh. That
no, but
feels so intense.
That's still like a girl thing. Like you can tell where a girl is on the spectrum of type A to like, there's, I imagine Erin's bra is off like as she's almost to her car.
Jokes
in the
on you, I don't wear a real one.
Sorry.
Well, that's one step, I guess.
But you know, like I don't.
Yeah, mine's off in the car.
Right.
It's not that funny.
Okay, sorry. I'm just picturing it.
Okay.
So back to you and your professional. Oh, what do you mean by that?
The reason I asked this is because I've got a real tendency to come in here with my hair soaking wet. And I go everywhere with wet hair. Like I jump out of the shower, get ready really quick, go to work, go to dinner, go
your
to
your hair
whatever.
Was wet when you got here today?
Yeah, it dried really quick today, actually.
Yeah, I did notice that, actually.
I mean, I got out of the
How
shower.
How can you tell?
Wet hair? When she walked in, it was wet.
Yeah, what are you talking
no,
about?
No, I'm saying some people... Erica, your hair is not that much different now than when you came in. I'm just saying...
It's very different. It was so much darker.
Yeah.
And like...
It's like brown and clumpy.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Leave it.
Okay! Leave it.
No, but
so
like...
So you don't even notice, so it doesn't matter.
Well, one, I don't think we're allowed to.
You absolutely
know
we would
have to, my hair
we would
is
have
wet?
To stare at you for a while to like... You'd be going, what are you doing, man? If I'm just like,
I don't, we talk to each other all day.
But we meet each other's gaze. I'm not like checking you out.
Okay, but I notice every time T-Hack got a haircut, like.
Yeah, she does.
And
she
it's pretty does. Weird.
Do you notice when
I don't wear a bra.
Do you notice when his hair's wet?
Yeah, I
there
think
are
so.
Days because we think like, oh, did you use more product?
Right,
the curls are more defined. Or
yeah, what? Mine is often wet. I didn't know this was
okay.
This
so
could
maybe
be
it's
unprofessional.
Fine.
This is,
is it unprofessional to have wet hair?
Well, what's interesting is I bet it's only unprofessional for women because it's more noticeable. Now you have longer hair than a normal man.
Okay.
Sorry, average.
Okay. Okay. So is
so
that that's
know.
The crux of what whether you're like. If
yeah,
you're wondering.
I was like, maybe I shouldn't do that, but clearly you don't care.
I mean, should I?
But if I was
a client were coming in, would you look like that?
I would probably try not to have wet hair, but sometimes I don't have time. I got out of the shower like 40 minutes before I got here.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess the question is, first, what do you think we're like off work?
Mm-hmm.
Is Erica unprofessional with wet hair? 303-222-5423. And does that extend to me? Because right now my back hair is soaked. It's like
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You know those weird phrases like let a sleeping dog lie or whatever?
Yeah, sure.
I have a story that is one of those. Like it's, it comes to life.
Mm. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's your turn to say what your story is about.
Okay, it's your turn to say what your story is about.
Are you just repeating everything I say? Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of California.
California.
So there is a woman who is calling for the end of birds, actually. She's saying, I'm done.
Let's go.
Put a petition up. I know there's two signatures in this room for sure.
Are you one of them?
I am for sure one.
Okay, well, yeah, she's feeling like she might have to move. She's very, very, very disturbed.
By a bird? She's going to move because of a bird?
And it's a mockingbird.
I get it now.
Yeah, you get
it. It's a mockingbird.
So she...
says, that's annoying as hell, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. She said the bird has been dive bombing her, taunting her, and terrorizing her outside of her home. And she says, you know what, everyone? This isn't just about a human. It's about me. This bird is after me.
It's her in particular. It's not it's not going after other people. It's just her.
It's unclear if other people have come into the area. But yeah, she's very upset, and she's asked for a removal of this bird. However, it's likely that the bird is actually territorial during nesting season.
Yeah.
Mm. And their mockingbirds are known to like very aggressively defend their area. So she's had to change her routine.
I've actually been through this. It's a very simple solution. You go to your cabinet. I can't remember if it's sugar or flour. You grab some sugar or flour and you go out to where the bird's nest is and you shoot it.
I think it's sugar.
I hate you.
That's what I'm doing wrong. I'm doing flour. What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
It's so, everyone's just waiting on my every word.
I thought you were going to pour it in the nest.
No, you just shoot it. Okay, my story.
That gunshot sound was crazy.
My story's out of Canada.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Maple syrup.
So there was a tanker truck there, eh? You know, driving down one of them Canada highways. Sure, I don't know what they call them up there. Canada highways. They're just called highways. Yeah, so the truck is turned over.
Oh yeah.
God. And you know, it was carrying milk there.
Oh, blood.
So then, you know, all the milk spilled out.
Oh, no.
So then the truck driver got out, and guess what he did?
He drank it.
He cried. He was crying over spilt milk there, eh?
Was he also trying to drink it?
No, I don't think so, Larry. I think it was just, you know, just like crying over it there, you know?
I feel
Remember
sad.
How I said it was going to be one of those things come to life, Larry?
I feel sad for him.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be. Lots of people stopped and cried. They were like, this is our opportunity, eh? Let's just pull over there.
Yeah.
And cops showed up. They gave him a moving violation.
They said, quit milking it, eh?
Oh, yeah, there, eh? Well, that's good. This is utterly a disaster there, eh?
You better start hoofing it since his car's down.
Oh, boy.
This went sour.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy hitting back and forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7 day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.